pin. There it is. The pin in exactly 3 minutes. A pin for William Cradiville at 106. As he defeats Wyatt Schramm. 3 minutes. 3 minutes even? Correct. So Wyatt Schramm will wrestle for fifth place against Keithan Achenbach of Prairie du Chien. And Will Cradiville of Lancaster goes on to meet Blake Faust of Dodgeville for third. And our other final for James Schramm.
Yes.
As he is defeated by a score of 20-4 to Lennon Ewart of Mineral Point. So James Schramm, like his brother, will wrestle for fifth place. Ewart goes on to wrestle for third against either Caden Stibbe of Richland Center or Bassett of Fenimore. Bassett may be out of the tournament. He did not wrestle his semifinal against Shane Rashan. So then dropped down into this spot. And would be the next opponent for Caden Stibbe, but
so they're on mat four.
They are wrestling. So that was just a I don't want to get pounded by Shane Rashan moment. I'll bow out and wait for the next match. Caden Stibbe looking strong here.
Nope.
Almost had a takedown. He has one. He's trailing.
Yep.
Trailing 6-1. Now with the takedown brings it to 6-4. Against Carson Bassett, a fellow freshman from Fenimore. The winner of this match will wrestle for third place. The loser of this match also wrestles again, but it will be for fifth, and the opponent will be James Schramm of Riverdale. 113. Now a reversal for Bassett of Fenimore. He's made a quick recovery. And now leads 8-4.
Uh-huh.
Second period action, 40 seconds to go in the second period clock. Bassett leading Stibbe of Richland Center. The Hornets have one man wrestling for a championship. That will be Ethan Hady, 120 pounds later this afternoon. His opponent will be freshman Liam Carey of Mineral Point. Caden Stibbe of Richland Center flattened out on the mat. 10 seconds to go in the second period. Cross face from the left side by Bassett of Fenimore. And the clock will wind down. And 8-4 after two periods, Bassett in the lead. The one official I didn't recognize earlier today is former basketball wrestler and longtime member of the River Valley community, John Schultz. His son's wrestled for River Valley. John is doing some WIAA officiating. Actually did the junior varsity tournament. But his day then is complete as the JVs are done. In fact, awards have been presented. Third period, Stibbe on his feet working against Carson Bassett. Caden does have a takedown to his credit. There's a duck under by Bassett. Gets a single leg. And Stibbe tries to counter with the crossface. Fan's jacket is right in my way here. But that fan is bigger than I am. So is the one sitting next to him, so I'm not going to complain.
Yeah, we're not going to play with those fans.
No. He's got his jacket hung on the railing here that's blocking my view of mat four. Out of bounds. Stops the clock, back to center circle. There's a nice single leg shot by Stibbe this time. Tries to pull that leg in. Doubling over top is Carson Bassett of Fenimore. Stibbe hanging on to the right ankle. Could be a stalemate possibility, but a decoy stack developing here for Bassett, and Caden could find himself in some difficulty. And Bassett will power through for the takedown and get it with 46 seconds left. That makes it 11-4 on the clock. A couple of freshmen here going at it on net number four at Prairie du Chien High School. David will have some updates for us. Looks like basketball Wazika Steuben's Ashton Udelhoven. We'll be seeing that name a lot over the next 2 years. He's a good one. Wrestling at 120 in the consolation bracket. We're down to 20 seconds in the Stibbe-Bassett match. Bassett, after the takedown, maintaining control and enjoying a lead. It's now under 10 seconds till completion. It will be an 11-4 win for Carson Bassett of Fenimore over Caden Stibbe of Richland Center.
So you mentioned Ashton Udelhoven. Well, he didn't waste time. He gets himself a 36-second 10 as he defeated the freshman from Riverdale, Hunter Wilkinson, at 120 pounds.
So Udelhoven, go ahead.
36 seconds for Udelhoven.
Okay, who will now wrestle for third place. And dropping down in the fifth place match will be Hunter Wilkinson of the Riverdale Chiefs. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more from Prairie du Chien in a moment. This is Conference Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your Ryder, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Water is essential to life, and at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, that belief drives their commitment to the community with over 50 years of experience. They provide professional, reliable water system services for residential, agricultural, and commercial needs. Whether it's installation or repairs, their team is available 24/7, 365 days a year, ensuring your water system is always in top shape. For trusted service in Richland Center and the surrounding areas, call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608-649-4488.
Located in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, Surplus Online Auction stands as a beacon of auction excellence. Family-owned and operated with roots dating back to 1975, Richard and Matthew Lust have built a legacy of connecting buyers and sellers through professional online auction services. Serving Wisconsin and the Midwest communities throughout, Wisconsin Surplus turns your unused equipment into cash. Their online auctions make it easy to buy and sell surplus assets from anywhere. Proudly based in Wisconsin, they're dedicated to sustainable auction solutions that help everyone. Join the thousands who have trusted Wisconsin Surplus. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com and discover the power of online auctions.
Well, the 106-pound weight class is complete, at least prior to the placement matches. Going for the title will be Memphis Burkhalter of Mineral Point, Griffin Wineski of Iowa Grand Highland. Wrestling for third, Dodgeville's Blake Faust and Lancaster's William Cradiville. And in the fifth place match, Wyatt Tram of Riverdale will take on Keaton Achenbach of Prairie du Chien. Only seven wrestlers in this weight class. David Argelis of Darlington Blackhawk finishes in seventh place at 106. And we have matches right now pretty much in order, 26 and 32. 38. And again, after lunch break, this session started in the upper weights in this round and then wrapping around. And so I think we're going to be finished here at 150, and then we'll go into the placement match.
That would be my guess. But down on that one, 126 is Christian Center's Brock Barrett, the sophomore, facing Quinn Suzanne, a senior of River Valley. early in that match with no score. As Barrett looking like, yes, he's going to get the three-point takedown 1 minute into the period. An eye on him. He moves through these wrestle-back matches, getting into the placement matches shortly after that. Hopefully, when we get to the placement, we'll start at 106.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Or 285, and we're down just in order. Not all over the place. Can't keep those radio guys happy, can they?
Well, if there was some semblance of order, they could.
Yep. 3-0 lead still for Brock Barrett. 20 seconds to go in this first period here. He's fighting tough there, but Susan of River Valley is able to kick out of that, get the one escape. Right back in down on a double leg is Barrett. Not able to climb in on it and gives up the takedown. So 4 quick points there for Puzan. He's now in the lead 4-3 at the end of the period.
Puzan made an impression at the Bi-State when he won 3 matches on opening day. Was not a second-day qualifier, but anytime you win 3 matches in a 6-hour span, you're doing something right. Good promise there for Quinn Puzan of River Valley. The placement matches are set at 113 pounds. Jane Rashawn of Dodgeville wrestles Prairie du Chien's Hunter Reed for the championship. The third place, Lennon Ewert of Mineral Point, Carson Bassett of Fenimore. Fifth place bout will be decided between Caden Stibbe of Richland Center and James Schramm of Riverdale. And the seventh place match features Lane Hendricks of Lancaster and Adam Wisnant of Belmont Plateau.
Continuing with our match at 126. Just 20 seconds into the second period. Still is a one-point lead, 4-3 for Quinn Suzanne. He's in the top position. He's in control. So he's able to keep Barrett down in a referee's position. Now he's got a leg hook and a Turk on the head here. Scoring near fall is Suzanne, the senior from River Valley. Increasing his lead by 4 here shortly. There's the 4 added on. Just into 8-3. Now he's getting stretched out with a leg hook and a power half. Adding more near fall now is official Mason McCauley. Brock Barrett just fighting to keep that left shoulder up off the mat. John's getting his thing tightened up, pitching up the headlock. Half Nelson over the top here. He's got a good pinning combination. There's the pin and 3:29 for Quinn Suzanne. River Valley at 126.
Puzan will be in the seventh place match after a while against Mr. Sigafoos of Darlington, and they wrestled in the first round of the tournament. Is that who you said, Sigafoos?
Sure. Or Sigafoos.
We'll know by state tournament time.
There you go.
And the tournament comes to a close for Brock Barrett of Richland Center. When Ethan Hady dropped down to 120, Barrett dropped down to 126, and I assume that's where they'll be wrestling next weekend for the Richland Center Hornets.
Matt, too, Bill, we got Kyle Wessling of Richland Center. He's in the lead 4-0 here. Nearing the end of the first period, his opponent is Parker Mosley of Darlington Blackhawk, a sophomore. He does get the reversal. 4-2 lead now for Wassinger. He gives up the reversal down to the second. There it is. There's the whistle. So at the end of the first period, 4-2 lead for Wassinger. Checking out our other match. Mason Scully and Mineral Point 0-0 against Mason Hurd. Darren Glassrunner, Fenimore, Lucas Christensen, Iowa Grand Highland. Christensen in a big lead, 9-2.
placement matches are set for 120 pounds. Ethan Hady of Richland Center wrestles Liam Carey of Mineral Point for the championship. Third place to be decided between Ashton Udelhoven of Boscobel Wazika Steuben and Fenimore's Kate Burtzman. Hunter Wilkinson of Riverdale wrestles for fifth against Nolan Van Schindel of Cuba City Benton Southwestern. And seventh place will be decided between Aiden Weigel of Belmont Platteville and Austin Schulte of Darlington Blackhawk.
Ostringer is able to get the escape as he starts the second period in the down position. Increases his lead 5-2. Now he is trying to get himself a takedown as Mosley was in on a single leg, but Kyle is able to break that down, spins around, covers the hip, gets the takedown himself. 1 minute to go in the second period with a 6-point lead. He's wrestling on the far edge of the mat here. And Mustanger, he's got a little ball and chain trying to tuck the head under, but not able to as Mosley defends that, comes back to his hands and knees. 40 seconds to go in the second period. Wrestling right on the edge of the circle now. 30 seconds to go with a 6-point lead is Wassinger. As Mason Schulte is taking the mat down on mat one.
I hope he brings it back.
Yeah. Taking on Colton Towson, sophomore from Fenimore. A little mat cleanup they got to do first. As Wassinger and Mosley go off the edge of the mat, they reset back in the center with 9 seconds still in the second period. Wrestling comes to an end here at the second period, 138 pounds. Twice is going to be Mosley of Darlington Blackhawks. He chooses to go neutral. 7-point lead here for Kyle. And then the aggressive. Setting up good moves. A strong headlock here. Head tie. There, nice tip, trip. Good takedown. Had three more to his total there. Gets up 12-2 now as they go off. Right in front of the cheerleaders. They'll work back to the center here as they get set. Max Rowe of River Valley. He's on mat four now. Facing Aiden Bedward of Iowa Grand Highlands. Again, these are all consolation matches. We're nearing the end of this round here, and then we'll be into just placement matches, first, third, fifth, and seventh. Kyle still up, 12-2, a 10-point lead. 1 minute to go in the match as he releases Mosley. Now a 9-point lead. Lucas Christensen of Howard Grand Highland gets a, looks like an 18-3 decision.
Technical foul, yep. Placement matches are set at 126 for the title. Rhett Spurley of Dodgeville against Briggs Weigel of Belmont Platteville. Third place pits Lucas Christensen of Iowa Grand Highland against Evan Curtis of Cuba City Benton Southwestern. For fifth place, Elliot Kite of Mineral Point will take on Jaron Glassbrenner of Fenimore. And for seventh, Quinn Puzon of River Valley against Evan Sigifus of Darlington Blackhawk. They will meet for the second time on the day.
Kyle Wassinger, Richmond Center. The senior is going to get a victory here with a 6-point lead and 8 seconds on the clock. He's in the down position as they get reset. Mosley covers him right out this last 8 seconds. It's going to be a victory for Wassinger. And your final is 12-6. That's at 138 pounds.
and Kyle Wassinger will move into the seventh place match at 138 pounds. As this tournament moves on, I think we only have one more weight class to go before they will take a break. And I would assume make the announcement for the combatants in each one of the placement matches.
Right. Nathan Schulte again down there on mat one. He sees himself in a deficit 3-0, 20 seconds still in the first period. Max Giroux on mat four, he sees himself in the lead 3-1 over Aiden Bedward. Bedward, yes. I had to check myself and make sure it wasn't Bedford. Bedward. They get reset with 10 seconds on the clock. Down on mat one, Allison of Fenimore, the same sophomore, 24-8. Schulte is a junior, 28-11. End of the period is C's 3-0 lead to Allison. Place will be green, which is Schulte. He's going to defer, and Allison's going to go neutral. We'll get reset to what the blows. We're into the second period here. There's an attempt at a double leg takedown, head inside for Schulte. And hang on to that left leg, trying to suck that in as Ellis is able to keep his hips squared in the mat. Oh, the stalemate, 136. Circle on the mat, head control there by Collison, wrist control by Schulte. Now Schulte's in on a head inside single leg. Collison is reaching over the back, got a hold of the ankles of Schulte. Looking for another stalemate here. Allison trying to cut the corner, and he just might do it, but Allison comes back on the mat. The only thing that saved that there was Mason had one hand in the circle, and Allison circles back in. Otherwise, I think the official is going to call him out of bounds. Out of bounds to a restart. 45 seconds, 3-0 lead for Colton Collison of Fenimore. Meanwhile, Max Rowe now is down 7-3 to Aiden Bedford. Back to action with Mason Schulte, the junior of River Valley. Guys are on their feet. Head-to-head here. This one, there's a dive down in for a single leg for Collison. Ankle high in the air. Tries to take Schulte to the mat. Both guys, no control yet. Both guys go down together. One of them has a chance here to score, but Collison is advancing himself better than what Schulte is. Collison does get the takedown right at the end of the period. Let's get three out of that, so he goes up 6-0. In the third period now, Mason's choice. Mason's getting set in the referee's position. On their feet, turns and is able to face him. Gets the escape right in on a double leg takedown, which is going to go off the mat. Frustrated with himself there. Hit a good shot. Just couldn't finish it. Got off the edge. 6-1 lead now for Collison. Mason trying to set something up here. He's got a minute and a half to go here. He can score some points. And a nice attempt at the last time. Head chuck there for Collison. Mason's able to recover. Comes back to his feet, faces him. There's another shot on a double leg. Head outside this time. Switches to a single leg, head inside. Just can't get his hips underneath him. And Collison's doing a good job of stopping that, is not allowing Mason to finish that. He comes up, lifts, gets the takedown, adds three more to his score. He's up now 9-1, right at a minute to go in the match here, as Schulte sees him in himself at an 8-point deficit. Many attempts at takedowns, single leg, double leg, Mason just not able to finish them, as Collison was just better at stopping those takedowns. Good hip pressure, and Mason trying to work out, and we're going to have a stalling. Gets Collison, 1 point goes for Mason there. Looks like we're down to mats 1 and 2 now. 3 and 4 are empty.
Yep.
Mason's picking it up here. You know he's... We have a call there. One more point for Mason, as I think it was, I don't know what the right term is. Right offhand, I can't think of it. Penalty point in favor of Mason. Now he's got Collison in a bad spot. Collison's able to recover, but he gets three. He's within two here, 15 seconds. Someone's going to have to come and get a takedown right away to tie it. Wasting time here. He's down to 7. And on a deep single leg at the edge, he's just going to run out of time, I think. He does. So the final is 10-7. A way to battle back. Just run up, come up short there by 3. 10-7 victory for Fort Collison of Fenimore, and that was at 144.
And the one match remaining in this round has one period left. That is at 144. Oliver Harkis, a freshman from Belmont Platteville. Jackson Perkins, a senior from Prairie du Chien. The placement matches are straight ahead as our coverage continues from Prairie du Chien High School. This is Conference Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Looking for an exciting seasonal job? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort will be hiring for the 2025 season. Whether you're looking for hands-on work, customer service, or behind-the-scenes roles, they have a variety of positions available. The resort offers a welcoming team environment and a chance to be part of a unique and fun destination. Ready to join the team? Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, for an application and more details on the 2025 season.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza in wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
They are positioning the wrestlers for the placement matches. first, third, fifth, and seventh. We will focus on placement matches, if at all possible, and also have some team scores for you. But straight ahead is our national anthem. And David and I, who are wedged in here, I don't know how we're going. Are we going to stand for this? I think we are. This reminds me of our days at the UW-Platteville Fieldhouse, where the table was back against us, and no one could stand up straight. But we'll certainly give it an attempt.
Yeah, attempt. The flag's right in front of you, Bill. So
yes, I see that. Thank you very much. Hanging from the ceiling, and it's probably a good probably 10 by 20 foot flag. Very nice.
So, yeah.
I didn't hear who's going to be performing the national anthem. Maybe it's Kirk Lair. He's up there above us with the Manning brothers, Randy and Terry, working where their brother Ken, the late brother Ken, worked for years and years and years at these tournaments, providing video to people in southwestern Wisconsin and quite often all over the state. Ken Manning, one of the good guys, and we certainly miss him in our wrestling community.
It's like herding cats out there to get the championship wrestlers lined up.
While we're waiting for the national anthem, let's just review who from our specific area will be wrestling for championships. For Richland Center, Ethan Hady. For River Valley, Wyatt Knockreiner and Blake Brickle. For Riverdale, Lakota Brewer, Brody Meese, Grant Matthews, all in the finals here at the SWAL-SWC Conference Clash. Nigel has three going for championships. Shane Rashawn, Rhett Spurley, Hakan Peterson. Iowa Grand Highland has four in the final matches. Griffin Wineski, Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, and Gavin Hinderman. Mineral Point has four going for titles. Memphis Burkhalter, Liam Carey, Rowan Carey, and Cade Rule. And also in the championship hunt, I wrote this on another piece of paper. Can I find it when I need it? Yes, there it is. Perry DeSheen has four in the finals. Darlington Blackhawk has three going for championships. Belmont Platteville has a pair. Fenimore has a pair. And that takes care of it. 28 finalists. And it's pretty well spread out. Team scores right now, Mineral Point continues to lead. But, David, it's a two-point tournament.
Yeah.
173.5 to 171.5. Defending tournament champion Iowa Grand Highland in third place with 147. Prairie du Chien is in fourth at 140. Belmont Platteville, 105.5. Dodgeville, sixth with 98. Darlington Blackhawk, seventh, 91.5. Riverdale in eighth with 80. Not bad for only having six wrestlers here. River Valley in ninth with 71. Lancaster in 10th place, 69.5. Cuba City Benton Southwestern with 64.5. Richland Center, 58. And Boscobel, with only five wrestlers here, 27.5 points. I think we're going to take a break. I'm going to try and figure out a way to extricate myself from the bleachers so I can stand for the national anthem. And when we come back, we'll have championship wrestling from the All-SWAL-SWC Conference Clash. This is Conference Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Surprise the love of your life with a Valentine's Day gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Choose from stunning rose bouquets, beautiful flower arrangements, box chocolates, candy bouquets, blooming plants, and so much more. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616. Valentine's Day is February 14th. Order early for the best selection. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, your Valentine headquarters.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, what if is now what is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Nice job. Nicely done by the middle school band director from the Prairie du Chien School District. His name is Doug. I didn't catch the last name, but that was well done, David.
Yeah, very nice job. As they get everybody lined up, they've got all the placement matches, the participants all lined up across from each other on each mat. I'm certain they're not announcing everybody. We'll see if they're going to announce the championship votes or not. As Bill works his way back into the seat here, but
I did it.
All right.
I don't bend as well as I used to.
No. Well, there's not a lot of room, folks. As we get ready here for the SWC, SWAL placement matches, first, third, fifth, and seventh. First place will be on mat two, third place on mat one, fifth place on mat three, and seventh place on mat four. We're pretty much right at the 50-yard line. They were about 15 rows up. So pretty good seed here. All matches will be two-minute periods. Everybody's wrestling hard this week, getting ready for regionals next week, as Bill mentioned. I believe we're down to Mineral Point. We haven't had any injuries today that would give you the thought that a kid won't be able to wrestle next weekend, so that's good to see.
We have a whole bunch that did not wrestle today that we look forward to watching next weekend, among them. From Richland Center, Braden Cleffey, Ethan Bodendine, Blake Muller. From River Valley, Noah Radke. Ben Reese is not here today. We've missed seeing him in the lineup. Riverdale's got the McGuire boys, Chase and Wyatt, and also Talon Childs. I think there's some other names. Brock Kinderman of Iowa Grand Highland comes to mind.
Yeah. I'm not sure what's up with him, but a good wrestler that's not able to wrestle today. I don't know if they got some special ceremony. They're going to do some sort of presentation, Bill, but if they got three people in the middle of the mat. They don't look like they're going to wrestle. No, gentlemen and three ladies, or two ladies, excuse me. Not sure they haven't given us any. Very nice. Honoring, yeah, the local bank donating money for scoreboard. Always good. And all school districts, local businesses like that do a lot to support the schools. I won't get into politics about how schools are funded, but every single one of them, large and small, is struggling every day.
Yeah. And I'm proud of my affiliation with the Richland County Bank, which supplied scoreboards for not only Richland Center, but Ithaca High School.
So they announcing the championship matches, and they started at 1:50. So I'm assuming we're starting wrestling at 1:50.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And the one wrestler at 1:50 going for the finals is wearing a Partyville wrestling T-shirt over his wrestling singlet.
Yeah.
And I think that's Owen Seffert, and I wonder what the connection is. But I went to 6th and 7th grades in Partyville.
Oh.
My sister graduated from there, from high school, not from 6th and 7th grade.
Was it a big party town or party village, Partyville?
Well, no. It was more like the spelling of the Hall of Fame football linebacker, Jack Pardee.
I got you. Okay.
And again, team score-wise, unless something has changed during the national anthem, Mineral Point and Fenimore, 2 points apart in the standings and at the top of those standings.
Speaking of team scores, Bill, as you mentioned earlier, they're all done at Royal, and need to give a congratulations to the DeSoto Pirates.
Nice.
As they are the Scenic Ridge and Rivers champion. They lead the way with 193 points. Real close to second place is Royal Wanewalk Center with 189. Ithaca Weston comes in at third with 132. Brookwood with fourth at 87. Kickapoo Lafarge is in fifth place with 73. North Crawford Seneca in sixth place with 68. Cashton in seventh place with 66.5. Pecatonica Argyle in eighth place with 62.5. And River Ridge Castle, ninth place with 48.5. Hillsborough's 10th place with 47. And New Lisbon in 11th place with 28. So again, congratulations to the DeSoto Pirates and the Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference Championship 2025.
And last night at Belmont High School, there was the SWAL-SWC Conference Clash for the girls, and they invited the girls from the teams in the Scenic Ridge to join them. And this is how things went last night at Belmont. Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative won that girls' tournament with 94.5 points. Lancaster was second with 90. Prairie du Chien third with 85. Mineral Point fourth, 84.5. Richland Center was fifth with 81. There were 20 teams represented between the SWAL, the SWC, the Scenic Ridge, and the Ridge Valley.
Well, now we know why they started the last round at 150, because they're doing this one.
It would have nice had they shared that with us.
Yeah. We might have been eating lunch yet when they did.
Well, we go to 150 pounds, wrestling for seventh place. Iowa Grant Highlands, Adam Friesen against Jack Kramer of Prairie du Chien. The fifth place bout, Jacob Dannenberg of Mineral Point and Mason Olerich. No, that's for third place for Belmont Flatville. Fifth place finds Ty Larson of River Valley going against Blackburn of Cuba City Benton Southwestern. And on the championship mat, Tyler Zansavich, a senior for Fenimore, takes on Owen Seffrud, a senior for Darlington Blackhawk. Both young men placed at the state tournament last year. Seffrud
was unbeaten, won a state title, and was most valuable wrestler in this tournament 1 year ago. David?
Yeah, and he's still unbeaten with a record currently at 35-0. And Davis of Fenimore is a senior, 22-6. So looking for a good match here as we're 1 minute into this match. Again, we are starting at 150 pounds. Not to confuse you folks at home,
we're not halfway through.
No, we're not halfway through. We're just getting started. So no points on the board here. Just under a minute to go. Again, Owen Sepp, Darlington Blackhawk. Tyler Van Davis, senior from Fenimore. Guys wrestling on their feet in the center. Looking for inside head control. Get a wrist. Control the body. Our head-to-head out here. Mark Hart, the main official. We're, we have two officials on our championship match, which they, has become the norm.
Norm isn't officiating.
I might be a middle norm, middle name Norm out there. Mark Norm Paris. Tell him afterwards we gave him a new middle name. Closing seconds of the first period, 0-0. As they go off the edge, they'll reset for the second period. Meanwhile, on Matt 3 for fifth place, Ty Larson of River Valley is down 3-0. Start the second period, Sepp from Darlington Blackhawk will be down. And Davis of Fenimore, he was in the top position as Sepp comes to his feet. Tyler just cuts him loose, gives up the one. Guy's locked up in a head tie again. Sepp is controlling the pace there at the edge of the mat. Good head snap. Ooh, they go off the edge of the mat. And a good head snap, just couldn't cut the corner. As he had Ben Davis right down on his nose there. Back to the center, they set 130 to go. Continuing to work inside, looking for leverage inside, rolling the arms. Good wrestlers on their feet. Don't give up with ton of shakedowns, I bet. Sepp almost gets in for a single leg as he continues to force St. Davis at the edge. St. Davis does a little hip toss, slides down the ankle, but Sepp is able to step out. He goes to a little short fireman's aid, is not able to finish it. Both guys are back on their feet. Good quick attempt there. Good defense on both wrestlers. Good offense. Good attempt. Continuing to work the edge of the mat, both wrestlers. As Sepprud is trying to circle, but St. Davis is not allowing it. As they're right in front of the bench for Darlington Blackhawk. 30 seconds as they get back to the center circle and reset. One and up and lead for Sepprud as he got the escape to start the second period. Meanwhile, Ty Larson of River Valley, he's down by 5, 9-4, 1 minute to go in the second period. Keep an eye on that match. A good match going here at 150-pound championship. Closing seconds here with a 1-0 lead for Sepprud as we're going to go on into the third period. It'd be Fenimore's choice. Nope, I'm sorry. It's Darlington's choice. He's going to go the optional start. Optional start is when he starts on his feet with his hands in the middle of the back of his opponent. Burns a little time and he releases St. Davis to give up the one escape. Now both guys are tied 1-1, looking for offensive takedowns as Sepprud gets in a good duck under single leg, but way off the edge of the mat. Rolling the elbow is Sepprud. Parrott as our main official here. Neil Stake is our, I believe they call it an AR, an assistant referee.
Yes.
Sitting down there on mat one.
Pin like, for Jacob Dannenberg of Mineral Point. 5-12, the pin time for Dannenberg.
The pointer's got a third-place winner there. Adding to their team score, 102 to go in this championship match. Tied at one. Neither wrestler here wants to make a mistake, but both wrestlers have been somewhat aggressive yet cautious. Stepper is not afraid to shoot a takedown. He's been in. Here he is again, in deep. Not able to finish. He's got to come back up around the waist, work to his feet. No warnings yet of any sort. And David works back to the center. Stepper controls the elbows. There's an attempt for him. A little snap by Stepper. He's tried to come around. We're going to have a little blood time on Ben David. One to one. We're in the third period. Meanwhile, Ty Larson of River Valley sees himself down by 11, 15 to 4 with the closing seconds. Back to action on our championship match. 7 seconds to go here, and it looks like we're going to overtime here shortly. Overtime here in our first match, 1 minute on the clock, our first championship match. And get started here, both guys again on their feet. Literally head-to-head, I mean, bumping each other's foreheads and looking for inside control. There's a deep single leg. Stepper is able to come to his feet. Trying to get a jump there. Dan Davis is doing a pretty good job with the Wizard. Owen trying to stay deep and on that, behind that knee. There he dumps him. Going to get down right in front of his post. Nice victory there for Owen Stepper. 4-1. 33 seconds into the camp. 33 seconds into the sudden death overtime match. Good match there. Start the day off here at Championship 150.
I would have to think that he would get some votes for most valuable wrestler this year as well. After winning it a year ago, still unbeaten champion at 150 here at the Clash, Owen Sepperud. Second place to Silas Ansevich of Fenimore. Jacob Dannenberg of Mineral Point wins the third place match over Mason Olerich of Belmont Flatfield. Brady Blackburn of Cuba City Benton Southwestern is fifth. Ty Larson of River Valley, sixth. And Adam Friesen of Iowa Grant Highland. Nope. Jake Kramer won that match.
Jake Kramer won 7-1, yep.
7-1, thank you. Kramer of Prairie du Chien was seventh, and Adam Friesen of Iowa Grant Highland, eighth, filling in this tournament for Brock Hinderman. Matches at 157. Here we go. For seventh place, Job Wetter of Boscobel. Wazika Steuben takes on William Gonzalez of Belmont Platteville. No, excuse me, of Darlington Blackhawk. Let's get that right. For fifth place, Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien against Ryder Zansevich of Fenimore. Third place match, Sawyer Dannenberg of Mineral Point against Tyler Kisamora of Belmont Flatfield, and for the championship, Wyatt Knockreiner of River Valley wrestles Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grand Highland. I better know which one you're going to focus on.
We're going to watch this championship match like we should. 1 minute into the match, 0-0. Two seniors, comparable records, Wyatt with 39-5, Tyson Imhoff 33-8. I'm guessing these two have faced each other a few times. not only over the year, but over their careers. 30 seconds to go in this first period. No score. There's a deep single leg shot by Emma. In good deep. And he gets the first takedown as he gets three on Knockreiner. 20 seconds to go in the first period. Knockreiner, number one seeded wrestler today. With a pin and a victory to get him into this championship match. His first round was a bye. And the period here is 3-0 lead for Imhoff. Meanwhile, Imhoff is the number two seeded wrestler today. So in this case, the seeding criteria works. Guys on their feet here to start the second period and catch to see whose choice it was, but we're neutral anyway. Stump there for Wyatt. That's the back out. Retreats, come to his feet. Now they're in a good old arm tie on their feet. Ear to ear. As Imhoff tries to do a little duck under again, a warning against Wyatt now. He works off the edge of the mat. And they go completely off the mat. 3-0 lead for Imhoff. And that warning in the back of your mind there. It's a tough warning to get early in the mat. Hunter Ault from River Valley. Is that match even wrestle? Well, that's 165. I didn't see it. That they had a...
Oh, I know what it is. Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien has missed a couple of matches.
Okay.
And he is not wrestling this one. So fifth place goes to Ryder Zantsevich of Fenimore.
So a three-point takedown again for Imhoff if he goes up 6-0 now. We don't even have a match at 157 for fifth place is what Bill is getting at. Thought it was going to be difficult to have two River Valley wrestlers both at 157. 10 seconds to go in the second period here. Still 6-0 in favor of Tyson Imhoff. Twice been aggressive on his feet, just not able to get inside to get a good shot on Imhoff. As Imhoff is tough on his feet, he's going to take the bottom position to set the third period. Good break down there for Wyatt. Tight, good deep tight waist, working the near wrist with the head in the armpit. As Imhoff comes back to his hands and knees. Now Wyatt's just going to cut him loose. He's up one there. Gets the 7-0 now.
Joe Bletter of basketball, Wazika Steuben, has a 10-7 lead over William Gonzalez of Darlington Blackhawks. That's for seventh place.
And there's another takedown for Imhoff, but he is now up 10-0, 1:20 to go in the third period. Imhoff is working a wrist underneath, got up high on the elbow. Trying to get a turn here as Wyatt's got to work up to his feet, work to his feet, start fresh. There's that second warning, so a point is going to be awarded to Imhoff for stalling. Gets him up to 11. Nothing. Wyatt continues to struggle getting to his face. He gets up and Imhoff is on top, is able to flatten him out, controlling that near leg. Wyatt does good sit out there, trying to clear this hip. Imhoff is able to cover, follows and covers, and his Granby attempt there for Wyatt. Wyatt's trying just about anything here to break free, but he's just not quite able to clear those hips to get outside of them to turn his face. him off. And because of that, he just can't score on the bottom here as he's down 11 to nothing with just the closing seconds here in this match. The championship match is going to be a final here, 11 to nothing in favor of Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grand Highlands.
11 nothing?
Correct.
You want to keep an eye on Matt Four down there.
That is a final.
Okay.
13 to 8 in favor of Keith Samora. Belmont Flatville.
And the Job Wetter match is over. He hung on for an 11 to 10 victory over William Gonzalez of Darlington Blackhawk. The champion Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grand Highland. Runner-up River Valley's Wyatt Knoxreiner. Third place to Tyler Kisimore of Belmont Flatville. Sawyer Dannenberg of Mineral Point, fourth. Fifth to Ryder Zansevich of Fenimore. Sixth to Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien. I certainly hope he's able to wrestle next weekend, a two-time state qualifier for the Blackhawks. Seventh place to Job Wetter of Boscobel Wazika Student. We'll be back with more in a moment from Prairie du Chien. This is Conference Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine